Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Spooked. I'm your host, Marjan, and I would like to give you a special welcome to our guest, Ruby. Today, we'll be talking about murder and crime. Warning, what you are about to watch may make you question everything you know. Viewer discretion is advised. Hello, and please give a spooky welcome to our special guest here, Ruby, to tell us a real-life scary story.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
So, would you like to tell us your scary story that you have prepared for us today?
So this is a real-life story that I've had. Whenever I think about it, I've had PTSD from it, anxiety, not really depression, that, like, just PTSD in general. It was something that took a really hard turn on my life. I lost a lot of friends, I lost confidence, I lost a lot of things. But yeah, here I am today, better than ever. So I will share the story I had with you about, I would say about 2 years ago. I don't really know the exact date because I went a little bit
off the grid.
Yeah, for a little while. So yeah. So pretty much it was like early November, late October, but it was after Halloween, so yes, early November. And we were at a party, and the party ended until 9. So I was like, I'll just walk home. It's like a 15-minute walk, depending what way you go. And my friends were gonna come with me because we planned to have like a sleepover after the party. So we had like our backpacks on and whatever, and we're just walking, and I see the forest. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, we can go through the forest and save ourselves 5 minutes, right? So I was like, let's just do that. Like, better to do that than walk outside, you know, for an extremely long time. So we all got our phones out, except for this girl named Drew.
She doesn't have a phone, or does she have like an iPod or an iPad or something?
She didn't bring anything, partially because we didn't need it. And her mom's just like very anti like electronics kind of thing. Like, she has a computer, but there's no flashlight on that. So I had my phone, Amelia had her phone, Drew didn't, and what was her name? Avery. Yeah, Avery had her phone. So we were all like walking, and we're just, you know, pointing it everywhere. And we started walking, it's like really dark in there. Like, the flashlight, sure, you can see where you're walking, but not very far, right? It's not like one of those, like, the phone has a good flashlight, but it's not high efficiency. Like, when you buy an actual flashlight from, like, Canadian Tire, it has, like, great, like, far sight, so you could see in front of you for, like, meters, right? Like, tons of meters. So we're walking, and we hear the noises, like, strange noises. And we get really scared because we see, like, figures in the dark. So we start picking up the pace a little bit, and then we all just kind of like start getting suspicious because there's just like people around us, you know? And all of a sudden, this dude just comes up and hits Amelia on the back of the head with a baseball bat.
Oof.
Yeah, and she's knocked out unconscious. We keep running, but there's another dude, and each one of us gets grabbed by someone. We are presuming it's a man. They were big and bulky, not saying it could have been a woman, but they all had like deep voices, and they all grabbed us super tight, and they threw us in the back of one of those huge white vans, you know, like the big trunks. Yeah. And then it has like the two seats at the front. That's what it was like. I could still kind of see, but they put like this thing on me, like this
blindfold.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Such a dreadful moment. We were in the van, and Amelia's still passed out. Drew, like, we're all tied up, right? To, like, there was, like, different poles, and they tied us up. And we were all, like, getting super, like, we were all scared. Like, we had tapes over our mouths. We couldn't say anything. And then when I realized my phone was stolen, there were other people there as well. There was two other girls, and there was two boys as well. So there's now 8 of us in this trunk, one which is unconscious, which is Emily. And we all just stared at each other because, like, with fright, because we couldn't talk. We had things over our mouths. And we were just there alone, and we heard, like, the people talking in the front. I guess there were, like, more than, like, there was, like, probably five of them, like, two seats in the front, three in the back. I'm not really sure. And they would just, like, look at us to see what we were doing, because it had, like, the trunk, and then it had a wall, and it had, like, a window.
Yeah.
And then all the seats, like, the five seats. So then we were driving and driving for what seemed like probably years, and we literally had no way out. So we had to figure out a way, and then we all kind of just fell asleep. So we woke up the next morning, and there was, like, we were all still there, but Amelia wasn't. She was, all of her ropes and her mouthpieces that they put on us were there, but she wasn't. And we saw, like, little trails of blood. So we were all, like, super scared. I could see the shock on all of our faces. I thought I was going to have a heart attack, but I didn't, which I am thankful for, but still maybe would have been better in the scenario.
Probably.
So I realized that I'm laying against a really, like, there's something sharp against my back, right? And I see it's, like, a little, like, ridge in the wall where there's, like, little sharpness, like, they didn't make it right, I guess, in the car. I don't really know. There was, like, a hook hanging, and I was like, oh, I can use this to cut the restrictions off of my hands. So at this point, I had my hands behind my back, and I just, like, scraped it up against the sharpness, like, for a very long time, and finally I broke free. So I helped all the other people, and now there's eight of us standing in the back of the trunk, and then the dude looked back, and he saw that we were all, like, you know,
free.
Had no restrictions, and we're free, and they stopped the car, and we all, like, flew that way, because it was just, like, screeching, and we were all, like, super hurt. We didn't know where Amelia was, so we just went for it. We opened the trunk door, and we literally ran. We realized it was still nighttime because there was, like, no windows anywhere, so it was dark always. It was still nighttime, and we were running and running, and then we didn't realize we were still on the road, and the car came and hit one of the people we didn't know. I believe her name was, like, what was it again? It's been, like, 2 years. Her name was, like, Lily, I think. Yeah. And she got hit really bad, like, by a car or whatever, by a big truck.
Traumatic.
Yeah, that was really traumatic. So now there was six of us, and we didn't realize. So she, yeah, it was just, like, hit her so hard. We tried to save her, but she had a couple last breaths. So we just kind of dragged her because we didn't just want all the cars to run over her because that would just be, like, demoralizing. So we carried her, and we ran. But the dudes were following us, and we were getting slower, so we just kept running and running. And then there were stoplights everywhere, so we just started screaming. And the people that had their windows open looked around, and they saw what the threat was like to us. And people started, like, screaming, like, hey, stop chasing those kids or whatever. And the men felt threatened, and they went back into their car, and they drove away. And we called 911 after that because we borrowed somebody's, like, someone else called 911 who was in the car because, like, we don't even know where our phones went. And then we went to the hospital. Amelia, we don't know what, like, if she's still alive to this day.
Really?
Yeah, no one knows what's happening to her, so that's really sad. I have a feeling she's out there somewhere, so we've been looking really hard for clues, but nothing's shown up so far because the other guys have gone to jail. There was five of them, but they can't find the one guy. So.
Have you ever contacted the deceased parents? Like, the parents of the deceased?
Oh, yes.
There
you
go, yeah.
Yes, Lily, she was a pretty, like, we did not know each other, but, like, I felt like we should have gotten to know each other. She seemed really sweet. She spoke, like, five words, which, yeah, and I don't even know how she got abducted, but when I did talk to the parents, she was like, thank you for being, like, so brave and trying to help them, and I was just so frustrated because, like, we got out, and then the one thing, it wasn't even these people, it was just a car, so that person did also go to jail. It was an accident, so I do believe that was first degree murder when you you don't, like, when it's an accident, it's either first degree or second degree. I think it's first degree. So, yeah, they went to jail for that. So, their parents, like, her sibling, she has, like, five siblings, and her mom and dad have some closure, I guess. Mm. Yeah, and I talk to Amelia's parents all the time. Like, they're still trying to find private investigators and whatever. And it's pretty sad because, like, I honestly, like, PTSD, like, I used to not sex, but I can't trust, like, when I see older men, I just kind of get scared because they remind me of what has happened to me. And when I see, like, white vans, I start walking the other way. It was really bad at the beginning. I was, like, whenever, like, I just opened my door and I saw someone, I would, like, jump a little bit because of what happened to me. And I guess that is normal, but it changed my life in a, like, not a very good way.
For the worst.
Yeah. And I don't understand why people would do that. It's like, why do you need to, like, kidnap people or attempt it? Like, I really just want to find the one guy so bad because it was dark, but, like, you just know when someone's done everything because people saw his faces, like, the people driving that called 911 that told him to back off. But we don't know where he went. We don't know what his name is. We tracked down the van because I remembered the license plate number. It was like CHIX326 or something like that. And they tracked it down. There was no evidence of Amelia in there at all. The blood had been cleaned up. The people were gone. There was nothing left in the van. It was just nothing. Not even an empty cigarette, nothing. It was completely clean. And that was suspicious. So she's still missing. It's been 2 years. Lily obviously has been deceased for about 2 years. And then the rest of us, we see each other from time to time. But it's kind of hard because we've been through some stuff together. And it's just like super demoralizing and dehumanizing what people do. And so my parents decided to move away because they just felt that living there, like, it was just giving me horrible stress. So we moved to the other side of town. And where there's no forests or whatever. And now I never walk in that forest again. Not even if it's in the broad daylight where I can see 10 miles ahead of me. I just choose not to because you never know.
Yeah. I completely understand. I mean, I understand that this was a really traumatizing experience. And it must have been really hard for you to share it with us today. So I just want to thank you for that. And, yeah, it was great meeting you, Ruby.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to share my story anytime. I just want to, like, let people know how important it is to always have your head up, to always make smart decisions. You know, we weren't thinking clearly. Like, why would we go into a forest when it's dark? Anything could happen. It's over a 5-minute walk, you know? So, honestly, I would just tell people out there to, like, don't listen to music. And look at your feet while you walk. You know, that could be, like, that's scary. Like, always have your attention. Like, I don't know. Just, like, don't. I can't even explain it. Just don't let your guard down. Because there are so many kind people in the world. But, like, one really unkind person can do so many things. You know?
Yeah.
You never know who's a serial killer. I mean, just relating this to this. But, like, Ted Bundy, for example, my mom. She knew somebody who was affected by that. It was one of her best friends in elementary. They grew apart in high school, unfortunately. But that was really, like, sad. Like, I don't know, our family, like, we just can't trust anybody because of what's happened to me and my mom's friend, you know?
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Thank you for sharing the story with us today. It was really great meeting you, and I hope to see you next time. Bye! One of the things that really scare me are conspiracy theory videos. They literally make you think so much. Honestly, my favorite would be like Shane Dawson. His are more like gory and stuff, but they're really good. There was one about like proving the earth is flat. That one was truly mind-blowing. Of course, I don't believe in that sort of thing, but still, it really makes you think. Today, I will be telling you one of the conspiracy theories I've heard before on many channels and really believe. It's called cloning. just think about it. So, YouTuber Kendall Ray talked about this insane theory in a video from October 2018. Apparently, some people believe Post Malone and Justin Bieber are the same person. Why? How, you ask? Well, according to Kendall, if you pitch down a Justin Bieber song, it starts to sound like Post Malone. And if you pitch up a Post Malone song, it sounds like Justin Bieber. Not gonna lie, they do sound alike. Another one is Miley Cyrus. Think about it. One day, Miley Cyrus is being cute, innocent on Hannah Montana on Disney Channel, and the next, she's on stage and dancing provocatively. According to the theory, Disney allegedly killed the starlet and dumped her body in the California desert after her rebellious streak went too far. Some people think she was either cloned or one of her background dancers, some say body double, is pretending to be her. Even more bizarre, one YouTube video claims Miley is a Draco reptilian shapeshifter hybrid that she blinks sideways. Everyone knows the conspiracy theory that Katy Perry is part of the Illuminati. Well, listen to this. The death of a 6-year-old beauty pageant queen, JonBenet Ramsey, in 1996 still remains unsolved, but some people believe pop star Katy Perry is actually JonBenet, and allegedly she was kidnapped by the Illuminati and went into hiding, then returned to society as Katy Perry. I know it sounds crazy, but they really do look alike. Have you ever just been scrolling on Instagram and see like those weird like phobias? Oh my god, my least favorite is triphobia. They're disgusting. They're like hands and fingers and feet and lips and tongues with like poked holes in them, and they add blood, and it's so gross. I hate those. I don't even know why they still have it. That's scary. Some things are just a little weird, like electrophobia, the fear of chicken. Who's afraid of chickens? I mean, that would make kind of sense, but farm animals? I don't think so. And there's the phasmophobia, the fear of ghosts. I believe in ghosts, so, you know, I understand that fear. But still, why are they showing those disgusting things everywhere? That's not it. There's also the fear of aliens, the fear of death. There are so many different ones, I could barely even count. And they all have, like, weird, long phobia names. But honestly, the scariest thing would be having your phone at 1% and no Wi-Fi. Now that's a nightmare. In this society, you don't know who could be a serial killer. Your neighbor could be a psychopath and he won't even know it. Your best friend could be a killer. Some things are really crazy. I heard this story about this kid who wanted to have a party, but his parents, they're of course like, well, you can't have a party, you know? So he killed them with a hammer in their sleep and had the party anyway. And while everyone was partying and having fun, they didn't realize that they were above a murder scene. I mean, isn't that like a little bit scary? Nowadays, there are terrorists and serial killers and children killing children and children killing adults. It's so unreliable. How could you feel safe? There's so many kidnappings and killings, and so many shady stuff happening with the government and basically everything. How do you know when you're safe? You're not. And that's what really scares me the most. Honestly, haven't you ever walked into an airport and saw all these missing people report? Don't you even get a little bit curious about who did it, why they did it, who these people were? Some of them are like at the youngest age of 3 years old, the oldest age of like 35. Don't you even take a moment to think about these poor people and these horrible things happening to them? Some of them date back to 1996. And it's so sad because they're away from their families. And I don't even know, maybe they were such a good person. And now they're gone. That's why I'm so scared of airports. So many bad things happen there, and it's so creepy with all these posters of children and adults and people who have been in crimes, and it's literally the scariest thing ever. There are so many video games involved with killing and the murdering of people, and these games bring us joy. Just think about children playing games that involve finding new weapons and ways to kill people to get more bonus points. Some of the worst video games are like Manhunt and Grand Theft Auto and Fallout. All these video games show killings and how to murder people, and it's bringing our children joy. Just think about that for a moment. Why are these even legal? Not only that, but there are so many like movies and shows that involve comedy with crime. Like Scream Queens, for an example. There are so many killings there and suicides and all that stuff, but it's funny and lots of people watch it. Even I watched it. And honestly, it's really scary to think that some people think these stuff are funny, because they're really not. They're scary and bad, and it's really wrong to be showing these to kids and people at such a young age and giving them these thoughts and ideas. It's too violent. They should be thinking about happy things like sunshines and rainbows and, you know, Dora the Explorer and boots and stuff. But like, things like these are really unacceptable. One of my favorite things to do when I'm home alone is order on Skip the Dishes. They have things from Greek on Wheels to McDonald's. You can literally get whatever you choose with one app. Instead of going on so many websites, just go on Skip the Dishes.
You know, people think I've got it easy, but I'm just an ordinary Canadian guy that does ordinary Canadian things, like chores.
You're from St. Louis.
The chopsticks, Brandon. How we doing?
My hands hurt.
Well, part of the job. Next task, order me one of my favorites from Skip the Dishes. Poutine.
Poo what?
Brandon, you're so American.
So are you, sir.
Then why do I love hockey? Skip the Dishes. You deserve great delivery.
To wrap this up, I would just like to say, don't let little kids look through violent stuff or play violent video games. And never let your guard down when you're alone, even when you're with people. Don't let your guard down. Always make sure you're ready for any of circumstances. Thank you for listening, and that's the end of this episode. Bye, see you next time.